6:23 is our time here in Houston's Morning News. Don't judge a book by its cover. I've heard that somewhere before over the years. Hey, listen. The Federal Reserve, I guess, from their ivory tower, they can make all kinds of proclamations about diversity and climate change and other woke talking points. But the bottom line is, don't we just really want them to keep the economy humming along? Isn't that what we really want them to work on? Economist E.J. Antoni joins us from the Texas Public Policy Foundation. So wokeness has worked its way into the Fed. How, if any way, will it impact, do you think, Fed policy going forward?
Well, Jimmy Scherer, it's great to be with you. From what we've seen so far, it's not good. It's really, really not good. Instead of appointing people based on merit, based on qualifications, we're instead appointing them based on immutable characteristics like race or sex.
Yep, we are doing that. And in the meantime, the Fed's job, which some people even wish they didn't have this job, how much responsibility do they have already for the inflation that we are all suffering?
Oh, a tremendous amount of responsibility. And not just the inflation, but Shara, just a moment ago, you talked about the volatility in the stock market right now. A big part of the reason for that is because investors are scared because no one knows what the heck this Fed is going to do next, because they have been so unpredictable and they've used weaselly words like transitory to describe inflation to keep investors guessing so that no one knows how many rate hikes are now coming down the pike.
Well, they're saying, what, minimally three or four for this upcoming year in 2022. Is that still what you're hearing as far as what we're likely to face in rate hikes? And what happens to the housing market? Of course, the housing interest rates are not directly tied. They're tied to Treasury bills. But still, if inflation and a whole bunch of other causes continue to make homes less and less affordable, that has to have a really dampening effect on the overall economy, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And the 3 to 4 rate hikes is still exactly what I'm hearing, which is a decent amount in a single year, especially when you're coming right off this bond buying spree that the Federal Reserve has been engaged in. So basically, what they've done is they've turned the steering wheel on the car so far in one direction that they've already smashed into the guardrail, and now they're going to turn it so far to the other direction that we're going to smash into the opposite guardrail as well. So this Fed has shown an absolute inability to just go straight down the middle of the road and keep the economy humming steadily.
Basically, they've been acting politically rather than acting financially and fiscally.
That's exactly right. So instead of worrying about their one job, which is keeping prices stable, keeping inflation low, instead the Fed has just wandered from left-wing field to left-wing field talking about things like diversity and climate change. And as they focus more and more on things that they have no control over, the few things that they can control, they're doing a worse and worse job at keeping a handle on.
They seem to be pretty good at driving the car down the middle during the Trump administration. Now it's the Biden administration. So I thought the Fed was a completely independent agency. So why would they be kowtowing to whatever administration they're working with?
You know, one of the saddest things that this Federal Reserve has done is to completely sacrifice the Fed's independence. And unfortunately, Jerome Powell, the chair of the Fed, has basically just sacrificed that for the sake of his own ego to get reappointed, I think. And they are now essentially acting like the personal financing arm of this spendthrift Congress and president.
All right. EJ, thank you. Appreciate it. Economist EJ Antoni, Texas Public Policy Foundation, joining us here on News Radio 740 KTRH.